are causing light to shine from darkness.
Oh. This is the Touch Lighters Church Light Encounter Radio Series with Pastor Ennis Osiri and Pastor Mrs. Susan Osiri. Here at TTC, we aim to raise men and women in the body of Christ whose lives would reflect the life and the light of God. From wherever you may be listening, may you be blessed by this series.
Praise the Lord. Wow. I'm excited to be here today with you, and I trust God that it's going to be a very wonderful time, you being my listener and being my guest today. My name is Pastor Ernest Osiri of the Touchlighters Church, located at number 4 Upper Presidential Road, Independence Layout, just adjacent Fontana Filling Station, Enugu. I'm the lead pastor of the church. I want to trust God that God has seen you and is determined to do something great in your life. This is a Touchlighters Church, and this is the Light Encounters radio series. What we intend to be doing here is trusting God that God is going to use this channel to get souls for himself, to give hope to the hopeless, to reform our characters, and then to do a very great work in various families. These are things I would expect you to look out for in this Christian broadcast. One more time, I said, my name is Pastor Ennis Osiri. I'm going to be your regular host. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this day for a time like this. We return all praise and glory to you. Mighty Father, we ask, O Lord, that your word will come with strength and with power. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless the listeners wherever they are. Thank you, Father, for hearing. In Jesus' precious mighty name, amen. Today, let's get to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14. This is one of the statements made by Jesus Christ himself while he lived on earth. And the Bible says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden." Ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Today, I want you to understand the very mind of God concerning you. The Bible said that you and I, we are the light of the world. In other words, the world sees through us. In other words, when we come into a situation, what we carry should be able to affect positively our environment. Ye are the light of the world. Jesus was not making any mistake when he made the statement that we are the light of the world. Today, I'd like you to live in the consciousness of the fact that you are the light of the world. What impact are you making in your society? What impact are you making at your workplace? What impact are you making where you sell or whatever thing that you do? You are the light of the world. God expects your light to shine. And the Bible says that the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it at all. So it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter the circumstances surrounding your life. God expects you to shine out the light that is in you. But don't forget, this light can never be in you except you have an encounter with Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. It's exciting to understand that we are the light of the world, which means we are the solution to the world. We are the solution to the problems that are going through in this world. We are the solution to sicknesses. We are the solution to poverty. We are the solution to confusion. We are the solution to whatever thing that you might think that might be befalling humanity. Ye are the light of the world. And the Bible says that a light that is set on a hill can never be hidden. How do I assess this light, having been told that ye are the light of the world? It's important that you understand that this light doesn't jump on people. It's important that you understand that you don't buy this light from the supermarket. It's important that you understand that nobody throws this light at you. How do I assess this light? And how do I become the light of the world? It is via the entrance of the word of God. Via the entrance of the word of God. When God's word comes into your life, it ignites the light of God and then consequently leaves you as the light of the world. the word of God. The Bible says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word itself was God. Nothing was happening in Genesis chapter 1, as we were told, until there was an introduction of the word of God by God himself, and it lightened up the whole universe. It drove darkness away. It brought hope to the hopeless world, the entrance of the word. How do I become a carrier, and how do I become the light of the world? It is the entrance of the word. John chapter 6, verse 63, Jesus Christ speaking, he said, "The words that I speak to you, they are spirits and they are life. They are spirits and they are life. They are spirits and they are life." If you can allow God's word to penetrate you, to permit your life, permit your spirit, permit your body, then you can be sure that that word of God is going to ignite the light of God. And that is the only substantial way to become the light of the world. Nobody can ever be a light until there is the incoming of the word of God in that person's spirit man. And so today, I ask you, take out time, get through the Bible. The Bible is the anchor of your life. The Bible is the only sustainer of everything that you do. All that man goes through have its solution in the word of God. And so until the word of God comes into you, you can never live as a light of the world. And so today, make a time, get through the word, bury yourself in the word, marry to the word. Job said, "I have considered your word much more important than my necessary food." And so today, God's word can ignite that light that you're looking for. God's word, when it comes into your life, when the word of the Lord came into the life of Paul, it ignited the light of God in Paul. Paul, that was one time a murderer, became a propagator of the gospel. What was it that happened? It was a coming of the word of God that ignited the light of God in him. And so don't despise God's word. Go through the word in the morning, go through the word in the afternoon, go through the word in the night. And by the time you know it, I can tell you, you will come face to face with that dynamite power that is in the word of God, and that alone is enough to turn you to become the light of the world. Trust in God that God is going to do you great and good. Wow, what a joy to understand that God has put you and I on a platform of recognition, on a platform where what we have can become beneficiary to mankind. Today, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that we are the light of the world. Don't live your life as though there is no hope. Don't live your life crying. Don't live your life mourning. Live your life in confidence, knowing fully whether ye are the light of the world. Whatsoever everything around you, I come to you with this word that ye are the light of the world. This is a word we are bringing to you today, that you are the light of the world. And so get back to the word and make a change. Get back to the word and put a smile on their faces. Get back to the word and cause a radical change in the lives of people. You dare not meet anyone and leave the same person in the same negative condition. Reason being that you are the light of the world. I want to draw your attention to that fact that you are the light of the world. And this is the mind of God concerning you. You are the light of the world. When Jesus Christ lived here on earth, he took time to demonstrate the fact that he himself is also the light. John chapter 8 and verse 12. He said, "I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world." And we have come to live like him as a light of the world. And from the pages of the Bible, we can understand what Jesus Christ did as a light of the world. He went about healing the sick, the Bible says. He went about raising the dead. He went about putting smile on people's faces. He saw the blind, he opened the blind eye. He saw the crippled, he made the person to walk. He saw the lame, he threw the person up. Ye are the light of the world. We are nothing less than that, and that is whom God has called you to be. Don't be embarrassed by the situation. Don't be overcome and be overshadowed by the circumstances that are around you. You are the light of the world. I'd like you to go home today knowing fully well that ye are the light of the world. Rise up wherever you are. put up the strength of God in the Holy Ghost and walk in the consciousness of the fact that you are the light of the world. Let nothing intimidate you. Let nothing make you cry unnecessarily. Let nothing make you live your life as though there is no hope. It's not true. There is hope for you. There is hope for the world. Ye are the light of the world. And the Bible says that this same light is set on the hill and it cannot be hidden. The light in you cannot be hidden because the light in Christ was not hidden. One more time, live your life understanding the fact that ye are the light of the world. I'd like to pray with you wherever you are. Probably you're confused, not knowing your left from your right. Probably you're confused, dejected, rejected, battered and shattered, and believing that nothing good can come out of your life. I'm going to be praying for you right now and trusting God that the light of God that is in you will gain expression even from today. Father, I thank you. I give all praise to you. I worship you. We bless you. Cause your light in our system, O Lord, to shine. Cause your light, O Lord, to shine in our lives, in our workplaces, in the market square, in the school, wherever we are. Let your light shine. May we not live as though we don't have any hope. We thank you for hearing. Also, I'd like to pray for people. Probably you're not born again and you wish to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. This is one of the targets of this particular Christian broadcast, to bring Christ to your doorpost wherever you are. I wouldn't mind if you can just bow your head and agree with me and then say after me, Lord Jesus, today I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. I ask you that you forgive my sins, write my name in the book of life. Give me the power of the Holy Ghost that I might live for you. Thank you for hearing and take all praise and glory in Jesus' precious mighty name. One more time, thank you for being a listener today. We also like you to understand that this is the Touch Letters Church located at number 4 Upper Presidential Road, Independence Layout, just adjacent Fontana Police Station. Our midweek services, it holds every Wednesday, time is 5:30, and our Sunday program holds 7:30 in the morning. I know you have been blessed today. Please tune in same time, same station next week. You will never regret what God will be doing for you through this outreach. May you remain blessed in Jesus' precious mighty name. Amen.
You are causing light to shine from darkness.
Thank you for listening. For more inquiries, call us on 091-570-71584 or 091-283-23500. Or you could follow us on our social media handles. On Facebook, we are called The Touchlighters Church. On Instagram, we are called The Touchlighters Church. Or you could visit our website, www.thetouchlighterschurch.org. Go and live a practical life of light.
Hey, we are standing.